Governor Jared Polis signed a bundle of affordable housing measures into law on Wednesday. Among them was a bill that will invest nearly $180 million of COVID relief money to fund housing construction projects and support local housing efforts. The law, HB 1304, will use the funding to provide flexible and direct grants to nonprofit organizations and local governments all over the state of Colorado. The funds will be put into projects that include developing housing for those heavily impacted by COVID-19, development patterns, and infrastructure projects. Governor Polis has also signed a bipartisan measure to loosen residency requirements for in-state tuition. The new law allows any graduate of a Colorado high school to qualify for in-state tuition at public universities in Colorado. Students who have been physically present in Colorado for at least 1 year immediately preceding successful completion of a high school equivalency examination will also qualify. The previous criteria mandated 3 consecutive years of residency to qualify for in-state tuition. The new residency criteria will also include undocumented students who meet the same criteria as their documented counterparts. Colorado State Patrol announced in a press conference Wednesday that they have seized 400% more fentanyl than they had this time last year. In 2019, Colorado State Patrol seized 11 pounds of fentanyl. That number shot up in 2021 and is even higher this year. Colorado State Patrol Colonel Matthew Packard called the amount seized a drop in the bucket compared to what's circulating in the community. Packard mentioned that the increased seizures only count drugs that they find in car searches. Colorado's overdose was higher than the national average in 2021, according to the Colorado State Patrol. 900 people have already died from fentanyl overdoses this year. Larimer County jail officials have arrested 12 individuals on suspicion of smuggling narcotics into the facility. Luis Licon has more.
Officials launched an investigation after a deputy at Larimer County Jail tipped off investigators about inmates acting suspiciously and communicating with people outside of the jail. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office spent several weeks listening to phone calls and reviewing mail that was coming into the facility. Officials tested the mail for narcotics and found that some of the drugs were allegedly infused into the ink used in the cards, according to CBS Denver. As a result of the investigation, the jail will no longer allow inmates to receive paper letters. Instead, they can read their mail via a tablet after it is sent to a Texas facility and transferred into a digital format. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
The Boulder Public Library has kicked off its Summer of Discovery program with a reading and activities challenge, Our Connected World. In its 6th consecutive year, the program runs from June 1st to July 31st and features a multitude of events, activities, and prizes for those who participate. All those who join the program have to complete a reading goal in order to win prizes. The reading material can range from books, magazines, and other forms of literary media. As long as participants log it, it counts. Some of the events in the program include visits from multiple authors and illustrators, an Encanto sing-along event, goats in the library, and a bicycle rodeo with Boulder police officers. Overall, the library hopes to achieve a community reading goal of 2 million minutes. More information is available on the Boulder Public Library website. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is raising awareness this month for the ozone pollution season this year. In collaboration with the Regional Air Quality Council, they will send a daily ozone forecast from June 1st to August 31st that people can find on social media, their email list, or an advisory hotline. The CDPHE advises people to avoid spending prolonged time outside during the hottest times of day as to avoid long enough exposure to ozone pollution, which can damage people's lungs. To get daily updates on air quality, call 303-758-2403. All along the Front Range today, expect sunny weather with slightly colder temperatures and winds that could reach up to 4 miles per hour. In Boulder, a high near 71 and a low around 49. In Denver, a high near 73 and a low around 50. In Fort Collins, a high near 73 and a low around 48. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 46 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.